big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday 4 o'clock happy hour. It rolls on. We're back from the 4:20 break. We'll take your phone calls. We got time up until 4:45 when we will be joined by the Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Ben Wickler. Again, 4:45. So until then, 844-967-2789. Well, I've teased this long enough. I've dragged this out. Ron Johnson went on another fine media source yesterday and said, you know, kids should be on the parents. Society, you know, why you keep hoisting your children on society? Well, Ron's a wealthy man. His kids are going to be taken care of quite nicely. His kids, his grandkids. Hell, he's got a trust. My understanding, part of the terms of his trust for his children, I know I've told this story before, but if Ron's kids have more than one unrelated felony or more than one illegitimate child, apparently they're disowned from the family trust. And when Ron was asked a question, I believe the question was about extending the child care tax credit, you know, to working class, poorer families, lower class families, middle class families. Hell, I qualified for some smaller portion of the child tax credit. I'm a working class stiff like the rest of you. And not so much Ron. But what did Ron say? Well, of course, you know, social safety net, but we can't afford all these programs for the kids. But a different journalist asked Ron about the, you know, the tax cut for the S-Corps and for his donors. And here is how Rojo answered that question. Let's not forget that cut taxes like $1.5 trillion. There were no pay-fors there. They were just tax cuts for the very wealthiest in corporations. And they could potentially build the national debt, could hurdle us towards inflation, towards, you know, default. But here's what Ron had to say about the tax cuts. Cut two, if you would, Evan.
First of all, what I did in the tax reform bill was I made sure that 95% of Americans, American businesses, the small pass-through business entities, actually got a tax break as well. Otherwise, without my involvement, the only tax break would have been for the top, the largest C corporations in America. So I advocated for all the mom and pop Main Street businesses that wouldn't have gotten any kind of tax break, would have been put at a huge competitive disadvantage against the big C corps. So I'm very proud of that vote.
So he's still very proud of his record. You know, he helped shepherd through the Trump tax cuts. And just the fact that he's doubled his net worth, well, apparently he sold his interest in the S-Corp. Apparently S-Corp's doing quite well under the new tax standards. But above and beyond that, it wasn't about helping guys like me, little small business owners. Not unless you define small business owners as the Widow Hendricks or Dick and Elizabeth Uline. Mega donors to the Johnson campaign. Well, he gave them a hell of a tax break. 80, depending on who's reporting, I believe up to $200 million in the year 2018 alone. Well, they returned the favor. U.S. senators cost about $21 million. At least apparently that was Ron Johnson's price tag. And the kids? Well, the kids, you know, they pale in comparison to tax cuts for, you know, S-Corps. 844-967-2789. Our pal Andy from Beaver Dam. Welcome back, Andy. How you doing?
We're hanging in there. It seems as though Ron, as far as the average Wisconsin resident or citizen, he doesn't really, you know, doesn't really worry. They're on their own as far as, you know, whether it's kids or job or whatever else. You know, I mean, he's really identified himself as being the on the upper crust of the society in Wisconsin.
Well, Andy, he married very well. It's a skill that we don't all have. You know, financially very well. I have no idea his wife's personality. She could be a shrew, but she's a wealthy shrew, Andy.
She's in good shape. One trivial question: where was this news conference held anyway?
2810 Crossroads Boulevard, out on the east side of Madison, kind of on the exit going to Sun Prairie.
Okay, I know exactly where you're talking about. Yep. It seemed like he would, I don't know, I suppose that's appropriate as any place.
But, parking lot out by the highway, Andy, that's where that's where Ron got on his soapbox and claimed, you know, the Dems, the liberals were trying to teach the kids the critical race theory. And, you know, the kids, screw the kids. It's all about the tax cuts for corporations. That's all we can afford now.
Exactly. Right. Well, hang in there, man. You did a good job.
Well, thanks, Andy. Yeah. All right. Talk at you later, man. 844-967-2789. Moving down the phones. Our pal, Pizza the Box. How you doing, Michael?
Don't you love the way Cottonmouth Johnson talks out of both sides of his mouth?
Well, it was like, funny. You know, he didn't even the second time when he would not accept my question, interrupted me mid-question, and looked like, wouldn't even look at me at that point. He was shaking my hand 5 minutes before that, Pizza Box.
He says that he supports couples that plan families but doesn't support Planned Parenthood, and says we shouldn't be taking care of other people's children. Then why in the hell are taxpayers taking care of Sean Duffy's dozen kids or whatever he's up to now?
I think it's only nine. And I'm not sure what responsibility the taxpayers have in raising the Duffy children. But, you know, when that designated S-Corp got a big tax cut thanks to Ron Johnson, I bet the recipients of his, you know, family trust, I bet they benefited greatly, Pizza Box.
Hey, listen, he's on our benefits the rest of his life. What are you talking about? We pay taxes for life on a guy just going through one term. Then they always leave when they want to take care of their family. And then the family doesn't like them anymore, so they decide to get back involved again. That's pretty cool.
Well, Ron might be on the road because, you know, he made that little promise to the wife and to the voters of the state of Wisconsin. He was two terms and done, Pizza Box. You know, I wonder if he's in the doghouse.
He's a White Walker, dude. No wonder he's never going home.
Well, no wonder why he could tolerate the cold outside. It was, you know, not extremely cold, but just too cold for Crudy. Wasn't wearing a coat. I actually walked away from Ron during his last answer. Got a phone call. It was more important to me. Your call's next. They're more important to me. 844-967-2789.